It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Some good news and bad news for Kylie Jenner. At 21 years old, Kylie Jenner has taken the title of the youngest self-made billionaire ever. Not only is Kylie a regular on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she is also the sole owner of Kylie Cosmetics since 2016, and the company is now valued at $900 million. Forbes magazine has ranked her as the
second
2057th richest person in the world.
I think you just said it correctly. Okay.
And they estimate her fortune to be $1 billion. Kylie Jenner also, here's the bad news, recently saw that her boyfriend Travis Scott was talking to girls on Instagram DM before he deleted his account. The messages the reality star found weren't exactly appropriate, and this led to the rapper deleting his account amid rumors that he had cheated. Despite their fight, the couple isn't ending their relationship.
You can't, when somebody's a billionaire, like, they can kill you and, like, they'll never get caught. You got to be careful, Travis. Now, here's my thing. I'm not knocking that, but I hate the word saying she's a self-made. She has made the money. She's made tons of it. But she wouldn't have got it if she wasn't who she was, starting out with the assistance that she did. Like Jeff Bezos, kind of, you know, that's a whole other thing. The guy and his wife started it in their house, like in their garage, built it up, became something. That's a self-made billionaire.
I see both sides of this. I think I tend to side with that she is a self-made billionaire more than that she isn't. But I do see what you're saying. It's a little bit of
a gray
area.
She definitely has done a lot with her brand for sure. But I mean, I question it. That's all.
Demi Lovato accidentally knocked out her trainer Jay Glazer's tooth while working out on Tuesday. In an Instagram video, Glazer rings a bell and holds up his incisor, all while showing off his gap-toothed smile. He said, "Demi knocked my tooth out." And then Demi, who's wearing blue boxing gloves in the video, gives him a hug before apologizing. What's crazy is that he was wearing a mouthpiece,
okay,
and he still got his tooth knocked out. So she captioned the video, "Holy blank, I literally knocked out Jay Glazer's tooth out during training this morning while he was wearing a mouthpiece. Ha ha ha, sorry. Not sorry, Jay. So coach wins my first fight." The singer has been focusing on her health and perfecting her Brazilian jiu-jitsu after she was hospitalized for an overdose in July of 2018.
I never realized how strong women were, Alex, until I went to like this title boxing thing. You can go anywhere. I go to the one in Glendale.
Boxing is hard.
And these women hit harder. I can't. I'm 200 pounds. They know how to throw punches.
Yeah.
Like, it scares me. And now my wife knows how to punch. I am going to do everything you say, ma'am.
Fat Joe and Stevie Wonder both agree that it's not time to end the music that Michael Jackson gave the world. Fat Joe has stated that he plans to watch the documentary Leaving Neverland, but believes it would only be fair to allow a documentary to be made about Jackson's side of the situation as well. And Stevie Wonder, on the other hand, thinks it's just time to leave Michael Jackson alone. Neither of them think that his music should be pulled or anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's innocent, but is he innocent?
I'm dying to watch this documentary.
You haven't seen it yet.
No, I'm annoyed. Okay. Here's my problem. So if Liv's parents are here today, if you guys have an HBO password I can borrow, I'd really appreciate it. I paid for, I guess there's two different apps for HBO, and I paid for one of them, and like that doesn't include this documentary. I've been wanting to watch
HBO
it since
Go
Sunday.
One?
What, I don't know. Whatever one I picked, it's like you only get some stuff. I'm like, why can't I pay for one thing of HBO and get it all? But now I'm like, I'm not going to spend another $10 a month on something else. So I can't figure out how to watch it. But if somebody wants to share their info with me, I would love to just watch this Michael Jackson documentary.
So I have one. And I'll give it to you.
Wow. Liz's been holding out on me this entire time.
What else do we not know?
But here's the thing. I told you guys this before. It's my cousin's ex-boyfriend's college roommate's aunt's password.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So every time I get on, I'm like crossing my fingers that she hasn't changed the password, because that is my only into HBO.
Does she know that you're using that?
No, she has no idea.
That's hilarious.
Exist. But so I'll give it to you, but you can only use it just for
that's
that.
Quite the connection. Good. Too. It's my blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's some layered stuff right there. Speaking of Liv the Web Girl, she'll like this news. Peaky Blinders star Cillian Murphy is being tipped to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond when the actor vacates the role after the next 007 outing. Murphy previously came close to landing the role in Batman and Christopher Nolan's Batman Begins, only to lose out to Christian Bale.
I am a huge fan. I have never seen a single James Bond movie, but you better believe that I will be watching every single
you
minute
can't
of that
stop.
Film.
No, you cannot ever watch something and be like, "Oh, I'm cool if they replace them."
Hey,
no, you don't respect the franchise.
Listen, bringing someone from Peaky Blinders, which is my favorite show of all time, which is on Netflix, bringing an actor from there into James Bond is getting the millennials excited for it.
There you have it. That's the garbage.